Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Governor William Weld says he is moving closer to launching a full-on Republican primary challenge to President Trump. This even though Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation appears to have cleared the president of collusion with Russia. Weld announced he was starting an exploratory committee last month in New Hampshire, and he's back there this week, which is where WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks caught up with him.
This is what a long-shot presidential campaign looks like 11 months before the first-in-the-nation primary. There are no crowds and no rallies.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Governor.
Just a handful of reporters in downtown Concord greeting the tall, lanky William Weld. The former Massachusetts governor is counting on this state to launch what might seem like a quixotic White House bid.
I always get a fair shake in New Hampshire. Live free or die, baby. That's my motto, too.
Weld is no stranger to New Hampshire, having served as governor of neighboring Massachusetts from 1991 to 1997. In 2016, his national campaign for vice president on the Libertarian ticket went nowhere. But he says this time around, running as a Republican, he can offer New Hampshire's famously independent-minded voters who are disillusioned with President Trump a real choice.
You know, between two men who have nothing in common other than being large orange men, politically, the president and I have not very much in common at all. That might be an appealing way to cast a vote that would make a difference.
Weld's appearance in New Hampshire this week was overwhelmed by news that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation is over. Even though Weld is a fierce Trump critic, he called the verdict that the president did not collude and conspire with the Russians in 2016 good news.
I'm glad for the United States the answer came back no instead of yes, where the question was, did the sitting president of the United States conspire with a foreign power to procure his own election? You wouldn't want a yes answer to that question.
Weld rejects the idea that this takes some of the wind out of his campaign sails. He says there are plenty of other reasons to challenge Trump. Weld is a fiscal conservative and a social liberal, a brand of Republican that's nearly extinct, but not here in Massachusetts, which has embraced Governor Charlie Baker, a former Weld acolyte. Weld says he never met a tax cut that he doesn't like, but he condemns Trump for running up the national debt to historic heights. In a brief interview with WBUR, he also accuses the president of shredding foreign alliances and scapegoating immigrants.
Obviously, it started with his anti-Muslim screaming, setting up his immigration jihad. But it's all the same idea. It's trying to incent the American people to mistrust and, in fact, even hate anyone from another country.
A long time ago, when you were governor of Massachusetts, I remember talking to you about this concept of the Republican Party as a big tent.
Yeah, sure.
Makes room for everyone. Obviously, that's an idea that you're very comfortable with and you espouse. Today, the Republican Party is the party of Donald Trump. Are you trying to get the party back into
I'm trying to break that ice, you know, to the extent that the party has become rigid. Yeah, I'm trying to break that ice.
It's a tough road if you look at the polling.
This is Neil Levesque, executive director of the Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester. He points out that the latest poll from the University of New Hampshire finds more than two-thirds of the state's Republicans support President Trump. Levesque says Weld is right that his challenge will be to break that ice of support for the president.
Donald Trump, he's as solid as a sheet of ice. Republicans are pretty loyal to him. They don't move, despite all of the different issues that come up almost on a daily basis. So it's a tough fight for someone like Weld.
But one prominent New Hampshire Republican says Weld is up to the challenge. Jennifer Horn is the former chair of the state GOP and is now working on Weld's campaign. She says his brand of Republicanism stands in sharp contrast to President Trump's and will attract lots of conservative support in New Hampshire.
Bill Weld was rated one of the most fiscally conservative governors in the country. I think he's the type of leader that is a natural fit for New Hampshire voters.
Weld is one of three Republicans, along with Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and former Ohio Governor John Kasich, considering a primary challenge to President Trump. Whit Ayers, a longtime Republican consultant, says while Trump might not have to worry about losing the nomination, history suggests that a primary challenge could weaken him in the general election.
That's what happened to Gerald Ford when he was challenged by Ronald Reagan in 1976.
And to Jimmy Carter when he was challenged by Ted Kennedy in 1980.
Or George H.W. Bush being challenged by Pat Buchanan in 1992.
All three of those presidents won renomination.
And all three lost the subsequent general election.
Back in 2016, as his vice presidential bid on the Libertarian ticket fizzled, Weld issued a quasi-endorsement of Hillary Clinton. He vouched for her and slammed Donald Trump for running a content-free campaign that could endanger the world. So is Weld comfortable with the notion that he could wound President Trump in 2020 and hand the White House to a Democrat?
Well, I'm going to do everything I can for my own candidacy. And I'm certainly not going to engage in tertiary guesswork as to what might happen down the line. I'm just going to do the best job I can.
Putting tertiary guesswork aside, Wells says, barring something unforeseen, he expects to announce next month that he will run for president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.